Hello, my name is Damon Tapanalan. I'm a Microsoft Azure Most Valuable Professional. I'm from Sweden, but I speak Swedish and not really well, but a little bit. Here is my contact information. If you have any questions during presentation, after presentation, next week, next month, please feel free to contact me. So today I'm going to talk about Azure websites. How many know about Azure websites? Please raise your hand. All right, we got a few hands. Awesome. So most of you, this is completely new thing. So we are going to start with Hello Worlds, and it's really worlds. Then we are going to go quick overview, and then we are going to talk a little bit about SignalR. So let's start with the Hello Worlds demo. And let's go to Visual Studio. Oh, it looks very, very beautiful. So one of the things that on Azure website is very important is that it supports multiple languages. So for example, how many here know Node.js? All right, a few hands. So this is a very, very simple JavaScript code that basically runs Node.js server and returns you just Hello World in Node.js. Then we have PHP. How many PHP developers we have? Oh, way more. Good. So here is a very simple PHP echo inside of HTML. Then, of course, just to get more crazy, we have Python. So also Python, Django, everything is supported. And then we have the basic Microsoft ASP.NET, and then classic ASP, and then just Razor View Engine. So we have everything inside of one project. So I'm just going to go and deploy this. So this is a very simple project inside of Visual Studio. And now I'm going to deploy this to the Azure. So I just right-click my project, say I want to publish this. And then it will ask you, where do you want to publish it? And the only thing you can choose, the first one, which is basically, I want to publish this on Azure website. You log in, and after that, you can just choose, I want to deploy, and we click publish, and now the publishing process starts. It takes about 2 to 3 minutes max to publish it, and of course, if you don't have an internet connection, this demo will fail. So let's try to fix my internet connection. If my internet connection doesn't work, then we will just talk about slides. Slides are beautiful. Let's see again. Do we have internet? Doesn't look that good. Let's try. Yay, I only see the demo. Good. So then, more slides, less demos. So the Azure website is the fastest way to build for the cloud. So currently, there is multiple ways to go to cloud. You can just host your virtual machine, like we did on the starting. But that's not really the fastest way to code for the cloud. If you have a greenfield project, meaning that you're starting the project from scratch, you don't have any of the legacy or existing code base or any existing code, you can start with Azure websites, and this is the fastest way to start leveraging all of the benefits of Azure. So when you're doing development on Azure, basically you can do it with all of the languages, and using any of the machines. So you can use Windows, you can use Linux, or you can use Mac. It doesn't matter. Then on top of that, you can choose whichever deployment method you want. So if you're familiar, you want to use Visual Studio Online, you want to use Visual Studio, maybe you want to use CodePlex, maybe you want to use GitHub, Bitbucket, maybe Dropbox. Maybe you think that using Dropbox is a super way, it's supported. Or maybe you want to use just FTP. All of these are supported. All of them are equal. There is nothing that's better than the others. It's more like, what do you want to use? We will support it. Please use the thing that you really want to use. A little bit about the scaling. One of the things that's really great on Azure is that when you really have lots of users hitting your website, you can just tell Azure that whenever there is enough users hitting my website, please make it bigger. And the Azure will make it bigger. So they will just increase the resources so that all of the users will get the beneficial, like a very good experience on your website. But also what's very important that when you don't have the users, it will also scale it down. So Azure will take care of all of these features for you. So you don't need to worry about that. And basically, you have a few different ways of defining how you want to scale. First of all, you say, how is the, what's the small amount? So do you want to always have two web servers running? And what's the maximum? So if there is a huge load, maybe let's say that when you reach 1 million users, I don't want to have any more web servers. I'm totally fine of users waiting a little bit more. So then you can just define that, okay, 10 web servers is the maximum amount for me. I don't want to pay anymore even though I have more users. Then you can define what's the metrics. So is the scaling based on maybe network traffic, computing, or the memory usage? Whichever your application wants, you can specify it, and then you specify what's the limit. How many here have done a beta or developer environment and went to the production and had problems? Nobody? So the most of the cases is that everything works perfectly on your own machine, your own developer environment, and then you deploy it to the Azure and oops, you forgot something, something went broken, you have problems. So on Azure they offer something called staging. Staging is a very powerful thing. The idea is that you have a production environment, then you tell Azure that please make a copy of my production environment. So it will make one-to-one copy of the whole service, and then you can deploy your code changes to that copy. Then you can test that copy and see, oh, everything seems cool. I'm totally happy with this. Then you just, with a click of button, no, we don't have a nice animation here. Yeah, we do. So with a click of button, they will switch places, and you can switch your staging into production. The users will not notice anything except that it was updated. And you have now proof tested everything works, everything is perfect. So this is a very, very powerful feature. Then we have hybrid connections. Why I'm bringing this up is that there is lots of people who have said, like, we have sensitive data in our own premise servers, like SQL servers, we can never ever put that to the cloud. Never. Whatever is the reason. And then you can say like, okay, that's totally fine. We can keep the databases in your own premise. We will use this hybrid connection, which is basically just a very advanced VPN connection. And you can host the website code on Azure, and all the data comes from the on-premise. So it's a very, very easy solution, makes all of your life very, very nice. So then, my Signal R demo. And now let's hope this works. If my internet has come back, has it? All right. So my internet is still kind of down. So then, my contact details again, and then we're starting the most interesting part. We're starting the demos, so I want you guys to try how easy this is. Everyone with the red shirt basically can help you with all of this, but I will be going around and trying to make sure that all of you can get this done. So if you go to this web address, there is a step-by-step guide how to do a very basic Azure deployment. So it will go from scratch into a real deployment on top of Azure. And now I would like all of you to go to this address and start doing it. It's very, very simple. And if you have any problems, just please ask me. I will be walking around. I will be starting here and going to that way or something like that. And that was basically my presentation. I thank you and please do the demos.